And that's what we're here to discuss right now on 2SER Breakfast as part of the Community Armchair. Will, do you read me?
I read you loud and clear, Danny.
How you going, mate?
I'm going good. How was your weekend?
My weekend was not too bad, thank you very much. Uneventful due to all of the weather. How about yourself?
Yeah, very wet track. I got to see some friends in more drier conditions, but
this is good.
It's just been a deluge this weekend, honestly. And that affected some of the NRL games that we're going
to
be talking
about. Didn't it just? There had to be a swimmer to get through this round. NRL round 22, another one filled with upsets. What did you check out this week for the Fast Four, Will?
Yeah, I watched some huge games. First up, the Redcliffe Dolphins defeated the Aotearoa Warriors 20-18.
Corrupted on the edge,
yep,
is your theme.
Yep, as we all understand, rugby league is a funny old game. a team that pulled off a miracle 2 weeks ago with a walk-off try has a similar fate dealt upon them. A game in which both teams have plenty of chances to pull away. One where the Waz fought back from a 10-point deficit, saw them lose on a game winner, while the Finns were a man down due to a Felice Kafusi sin bin. The Warriors' edge defense consistently forsakes them in critical situations, and that Jermaine Asako try was simply just bad defense. As for the Finns, fantastic job in fighting through adversity off this game, as they take a huge step towards solidifying a final spot, remaining a game ahead of both the Roosters and the Seagulls.
Yeah.
They'll be without star center Herbie Farnworth for the rest of the regular season, but they're in good shape to retain the 8th seed. Redcliffe hosts the Roosters in a crucial matchup on Saturday evening while the Warriors travel to Olympic Park to take on the Bulldogs.
It is indeed the business end of the season. Second on the Fast Four, any given 80, the Dragons defeat the Raiders 18-12. What?
That's the most complete team performance I've seen the Dragons put together in a long while this season. On a wet and windy track in the Gong, the Dragons played smart football and had the Raiders spinning. 13 total penalties and set restarts combined given up by Canberra. With three of those traditional penalties, the Dragons chose to take the 2 points. Those six extra points came in handy towards the end of the game as the Raiders struggled with an 8-point deficit down the stretch. The same song and dance has killed teams high and low on the ladder this season. Penalties and errors. 14 of them given up by Canberra in the Bermuda Triangle of Wynn Stadium is never a conducive plan for winning games. A deserved win for the Dragons and a harsh lesson for the Raiders. Dragons travel down the Princess Highway to take on the Sharks on Saturday afternoon while the Raiders host the Seagulls on Friday night.
That was a wet old game. Third on the Fast Four, call it the Niagara Brookvale. The Roosters defeat the Seagulls there at Brookie 20-4.
I'm not about to harp on errors for this game.
Yeah, yeah.
Although 31 total errors is pretty wild, but no one was holding on to that Steeden in the pouring rain of Saturday night unless you implanted north and south magnets into your hand and the ball, respectively.
Polarity.
The issue was that it seemed that Manly kept making errors at the wrong times. Whenever they had the momentum and field position, the ball just slipped out. Didn't help that the attack was stunted, and the final product just consistently wasn't there for the Eagles. Just a rough game that really puts a dent in Manly's final hopes. While it keeps the Roosters alive with a tough run home, that run home continues when the Roosters travel to take on the Dolphins in a must-win clash on Saturday evening, while Manly travel to the capital to take on the Raiders.
Anything can happen in footy. Anyone can win, and the Tigers run the puppies off the park. The West Tigers defeat the Bulldogs 28-14.
A devastating performance by the Tigers, but this time it's in the positive sense of the word. Potential all over the park for the development of the Tigers franchise. Even in wet conditions, the Tigers managed to keep their errors at single digits with just 9 compared to the Dogs' 13 errors. Just like for Manly, it felt as if the Bulldogs were making errors at the worst times, which killed their momentum and field position. The defense for the Bulldogs got gashed, and the much-hyped, improved red zone attack with Lachlan Galvin at 7 was nowhere to be seen. Just a humble pie of fresh out of the oven served right to the Dogs. They'll get a chance to atone as the Bulldogs host the Warriors on Saturday night while the Tigers get the bye.
The WNBA is in full of physic. What's happening around the league this morning?
Yeah, the Atlanta Atlanta Dream defeat the Washington Mystics 99-83 off the back of 23 points from Breonna Jones, 22 points from Alicia Gray, and 16 points from Jordan Canada. All of them played well over 25 minutes, with Jordan Canada playing 36, Alicia Gray playing 35, and Breonna Jones playing 26 minutes.
Just a lot of minutes.
Yeah, well-structured attack from the Dream. They moved to 18-11 on the year. And this was a pretty entertaining game to witness. The Indiana Fever defeat the Seattle Storm.
Yeah, the enforcer, Sophie Cunningham, in the house.
Oh, Lord.
Delivering some blows. Go, Sophie Cunningham.
No.
Great follow on the social
Let's
media.
Let's not say go, Sophie Cunningham. 70. So they defeat the Fever defeat the Storm 78-74 off the back of 21 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists from Natasha Howard. And she shot 10 from 12 from the field. She joins Tamika Catchings as the only Fever player with a 25-5 game on 80% field goal percentage.
Win the game, win the stink. See you this time next week, mate.
See you then.
Community Armchair will return.
All right, 184.